Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called...
The Bernstein Bears.
Easter Parade, an Easter story, because it is time. That's right, we're counting down the days to Easter Sunday. And everyone knows you gotta be ready for Easter, because that's the fun holiday. Christmas is far beyond behind us. And so here we are. Are we ready for it? Are we ready for the next big thing this spring that says, hello, welcome to spring? Here it is. The Bernstein Bears Easter Parade. Mike Bernstein wrote this book. And it is read today by Mommy and... What's your name?
Wolf Hunter?
Wow, I'm super impressed. Please don't hunt any wolves while we read a story, though. They might get here, and that would be very distracting. Deal? Okay. It was the first day of spring in Bear Country. The last patches of winter snow were melting in the warm sun. The first spring flowers were poking up their brightly colored heads. Robins sang in the green budding trees and the Bear family's treehouse home. The kitchen window was wide open. Papa Bear sniffed the fresh spring air as he read his newspaper at the breakfast table.
Look at this, he said, holding up the front page. Mayor Honeypot says that Bear Country will have an old-fashioned Easter parade this year. There will be prizes for the best-dressed family. All are invited to attend in their brightest spring finery.
That sounds like fun, said Mama. It would be nice to have a reason to dress up in something special for a change.
You said it, said Sister. I can wear a big Easter bonnet with all kinds of fancy frills and bows and feathers.
And in the picture, we can see what she's got on her mind. And it is a beautiful looking hat. I think I would like to wear a hat like that. But Brother Bear wasn't so sure.
He was happy wearing his plain red shirt and blue pants every day.
What's the matter with our regular clothes? He said. Why do we have to get dressed up?
Oh, don't be a stick in the mud, said Sister. It's fun to do something different once in a while.
I don't think so, he said. I like things to be the same.
But we wear the same kind of clothes every day, said Sister. Don't you ever get tired of that?
Nope, said Brother. That way I always look like me.
Sister sighed and rolled her eyes.
I would like to get out my old fancy old duds, said Papa. Remember the clothes I wore when we got married, my dear?
I do indeed, said Mama. You looked very handsome.
I bet they're still up in the attic, said Papa. Let's go take a look.
Papa led the way. Even Brother wanted to see what Papa looked like in his fancy old duds. The attic was full of all kinds of things the Bear family was saving. Papa opened a big, dusty trunk.
Here it is, said Papa,
pulling out his old suit jacket and putting it on. It was a little moth-eaten and much too tight. When Papa tried to close it, a button popped off and shot across the room.
Whoa there, buddy, said Mama. You're going to put someone's eyes out.
Sister poked around in the trunk and found a fancy hat. She put it on and looked at herself in a cracked mirror.
That belonged to Grizzly Gran when she was young, said Mama.
It's beautiful, said Sister, but it's sort of falling apart.
Bits of ribbon and feathers were coming off.
Oh, these fancy clothes are very nice, said Mama. But I don't think we can wear them in the Easter parade. They're just too old. We'll have to go out and buy brand new clothes.
Oh, no, Brother groaned. Clothes shopping. Boring.
Speak for yourself,
said Sister, heading downstairs. So in spite of Brother's groans and moans, they all got into the family car and headed to the Bear Country Mall to buy new things for the Easter parade. The mall was full of bears, busily shopping for spring clothes. Mama led them into a big department store.
May I help you, madam? Asked a clerk.
You certainly may, said Mama. My whole family needs new clothes for the Easter parade.
The clerk called for help. But soon Mama, Papa, Sister, and even Brother were trying on new clothes. They all looked splendid in their new Easter outfits, but Brother didn't think so.
I look silly,
he muttered, looking in the mirror.
I think you look very handsome, said Sister.
Ugh, said Brother.
As they drove home with their car full of boxes and bags, Brother was still grumpy and frowning.
Come on now, Brother, said Papa. I'm sure you'll feel different on Easter Sunday when everyone in Bear Country will be dressed in their finest for the big parade.
Brother said. Papa sighed and rolled his eyes. Easter Sunday soon arrived, and after church and a little Easter candy, the Bear family got ready for the parade. Brother was very unhappy about having to wear a tie.
I can't tie this thing,
he growled.
I'll show you how, said Papa. Around and around and up and through.
Soon they were ready.
My, said Mama, looking them over proudly. What a beautiful family I have.
My tie is too tight,
complained Brother. Mama sighed and rolled her eyes. When they drove into Beartown for the start of the parade, it was quite a sight. Hundreds of bears, all in their Easter best, lined Main Street. Mayor and Mrs. Honeypot were up on the reviewing stand to pick out the best outfits. A brass band came marching by. Officer Marguerite directed traffic. Chief Bruno was dressed as the Easter Bunny and handed out baskets of candy. Looks like everybody in their town is participating. The mayor gave the signal for the starting line ribbon to be cut, and everyone streamed past the reviewing stand. The band played an old tune called Easter Parade. Do you know, I happen to know how that song goes. It goes like this. In your Easter bonnet, with all the frills upon it, you'll be the grandest lady in the Easter parade. It's from a movie with Fred Astaire. Super old, but really good. Judy Garland, too, I think. Anyways, that's not the point. Let me finish the book. When the Bear family proudly marched past, Brother overheard Mrs. Honeypot.
Don't they all look darling?
She said.
Especially that cute little Brother Bear.
Brother blushed right through his fur when he caught sight of himself in the store window.
I guess I do look pretty good,
he said to himself. Oh, I knew it. He kind of came through. After they had all filed past, the mayor called the Bear family up to the reviewing stand. He held out a big, shiny trophy.
And the best prize, the prize for the best dressed family, said the mayor, goes to the Bear family.
The whole crowd cheered and clapped, and Brother stepped right up to take the prize. He was very pleased with himself.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone,
he said, taking a bow. And the rest of the family just sighed and rolled their eyes. I'm kind of glad that he decided he liked it after all, huh? What do you think? Yeah. And that is the end.
Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.